Yeah, no kidding. They probably do want some. And if that's the case, I might buy some when I get to my cabin tonight. I'll have to get on Amazon and order a couple, ship them to the house and fire them up. Maybe I'll even test them out this fall in the deer woods. It'd be kind of fun. But yeah, no, I heard there's some amateur radio stuff going on down there. It's pretty interesting. Tell you what, though, if I was now in that situation, an amateur radio would be, I'd want my family on amateur radio or GMRS to communicate with each other. But if it was a true life or death emergency and, you know, a family member needed insulin or something like that, I'd be kicking myself if I didn't have an airband VHF AM radio. I'd probably be calling out on the guard frequency to try to get a helicopter or something like that attention if I needed insulin or to get someone on oxygen or something like that in a true life-or-death emergency, not just a, hey, can we get some free soup or something. But, yeah, it's kind of an eye-opener, and it's good to, it's really unfortunate, but it's a good thing to stop and say, hey, what are they actually doing down there, and what would work even better?